Members of Congress are one step closer to approving a long-term highways funding bill after senators voted on two amendments Sunday. The chamber approved an amendment to reauthorize the nation's Export-Import Bank. The federally run bank finances and insures foreign purchases of U.S.-made goods. Members also voted against an amendment that would have repealed the Affordable Care Act. Monday, the nation's upper chamber will continue debating the six-year funding measure for the country's highways and bridges, but with federal funds set to expire on July 31st, governors from across the country are becoming more and more frustrated with the slow progress in Washington. Many states are finding their own solutions, solutions that could work in West Virginia.
The Senate stands adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Acting as chair, Georgia Senator David Perdue closed the Sunday afternoon session on the U.S. Senate floor after votes on two amendments to the federal highways funding bill. If approved, the bill would extend funding for construction projects for 6 years, replenishing the highways trust fund, which will run out of money Friday. The federal fund is made up of the taxes Americans pay on both gasoline and diesel fuel, rates that haven't increased since 1993. The stagnant rates, combined with more fuel-efficient vehicles that use less gas, are causing the fund to become insolvent.
I have to stop somewhere about 350 road projects immediately. It costs us about $1.2 billion immediately. It would be a disaster.
Virginia Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe was one of 24 governors, including our own Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, who attended the National Association of Governors annual summer meeting at the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs over the weekend. And although road funding wasn't on the agenda, it wasn't far from anyone's mind.
I'm hoping Congress will get their act together and start to make some decisions to give us at the state level some certainty. We can't build roads, we can't deal with these issues of congestion if we don't know there's a long-term funding source there.
McAuliffe's word, certainty. It's one that came up a lot as governors were asked about the future of infrastructure in their states.
We need some predictability.
Kentucky's Governor Steve Beshear shared McAuliffe's sentiments, but Beshear, a Democrat, is less certain Congress will indeed come up with the long-term solution his senator, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is working toward.
My guess is, unfortunately, that like they usually do, they'll just kick the can down the road, pass some short-term thing, and then we'll have to go through this all again in the next few months.
The last time Congress took up a bill to fund the nation's highway trust fund was May, just 2 months ago. Lately, temporary solutions coming from Congress are not uncommon, and that's why some states are taking matters into their own hands. In South Dakota, Republican Governor Dennis Dugard this year did something many call unthinkable in West Virginia. His state raised the gas tax to pay for road construction and maintenance.
We raised our gas tax by 6 cents a gallon. We raised our vehicle excise tax from 3% to 4%. That's a sales tax when you purchase a vehicle. We also raised our license plate fees, and all those dollars will be aggregated and spent in part on state and U.S. highways and in part on county roads and bridges.
The American Petroleum Institute reports with the raise in state taxes, South Dakota's gas tax is still about 4.5 cents less than West Virginia's. Nationally, Dugard says he sees the reluctance of Congress to raise the federal gas tax, but
I don't think there was a lot of angst from our citizens in South Dakota when we raised our gas tax. It's the workhorse of the Federal Highway Trust Fund, and the unwillingness of Congress to look at that as a part of the solution is actually surprising to me.
Obviously, with vehicles traveling more miles per gallon, we have to look toward alternative sources for funding.
Democratic Governor Kate Brown of Oregon says for her state, that alternative source is a vehicle miles traveled tax. For now, the pilot program is voluntary and limited to just 5,000 cars. Those cars will be fitted with a mileage tracker and charged 1.5 cents per mile traveled. For now, Brown says she isn't necessarily recommending the program to other governors because she doesn't know if it will be a success. But, she says, it's worth a shot. Something Republican Governor Pat McCrory is giving a shot in his state of North Carolina is something lawmakers in West Virginia are also considering, a road bond.
I've got a $2.8 billion bond proposal for roads and infrastructure that I hope to have on the ballot by November so I can speed up the construction of roads that have been delayed for decades. So I'm moving on with or without the federal government, knowing that we have a responsibility.
Here at home, the solution for West Virginia's funding problem has yet to be found. Governor Tomlin says he too hopes Congress can find a long-term solution, but like McCrory, he's not waiting. He met with Senate President Bill Cole and House Speaker Tim Armstead to talk about possible solutions last month.
I've asked both the Speaker and the President, go back to their members, see what you think that you can get passed in your House. You know, some of them, there's certain things that just absolutely not, one side will say. What I'm hoping to do, if there are those things that the two houses can agree to, my office can agree to, that we could join together on a bipartisan basis and try to raise some additional money.
But to try to raise some additional money in an election year, that one could be a tough sell for a Republican Party that's got a slim majority in the Senate, and even tougher for Democrats who want to win that majority back in both chambers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in White Sulphur Springs.